Hey there. We're doing a deep dive today into Facebook advertising, something I know you're ready to really dig into.
Always happy to dive into a good Facebook marketing deep dive.
Yeah.
Yay.
You sent over this really interesting document called 12 Ways to Find Facebook Gold. It's packed with strategies. So I thought, instead of like going through a list, why don't we see how these secrets can unlock some of the big challenges people face every day with Facebook advertising?
I love that. Because it is easy to get caught up in the weeds with this stuff, but when you can apply those to the fundamentals, that's where the magic really happens.
For sure. So I guess the first big thing for me is always you have to understand your audience, right? Like, you could have the best ad campaign in the world, but if it's not reaching the right people, it's useless.
You're wasting your money. It's not even just useless. It's like you are actively losing money.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
You can't sell.
It's like that old saying, you can't
steak to a vegetarian.
Yeah, steak to a vegetarian.
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
You need to know who you're talking to, what they care about, where they're hanging out online.
For sure. And that's where these Facebook targeting options are so powerful.
Yeah.
And that's actually what this document jumps into right away. It's like the first strategy, it's called tailoring your targeting by temperature.
Okay.
Which I thought was interesting. They have this whole thing about hidden treasure a few layers down.
Right.
And right under the surface.
Like ESSEC framework, right?
Yeah.
It makes you think beyond just basic demographics.
Yep.
Think about where your audience is in their journey to becoming a customer. Because obviously someone who's never even heard of your brand needs a different approach than someone who's, you know, been to your website 10 times.
Yeah, for sure. So how do you actually put that into practice, this temperature thing?
Okay.
How do you actually tailor your messaging effectively for those different people?
Let's break it down. So say you're a new eco-friendly clothing brand, right?
Okay.
Your cold audience, they've never heard of you. Maybe they just see a really visually striking video ad.
Gotcha.
Showcasing your commitment to sustainability, ethical production, that kind of thing.
So grabbing their attention, hitting them with what makes you unique right away.
Boom, right off the bat.
Yeah.
Now, warm audience, maybe they've liked your Facebook page, they've clicked an ad before. You can be a little bolder with the messaging, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you showcase some user-generated content, some testimonials, or you highlight a specific product that they've looked at before.
Okay, so you're building on that familiarity that's already there.
Precisely. And then your hot audience, they're ready to buy. Hit them with a limited time discount, free shipping, exclusive access.
Oh, yeah, like that urgency.
Likely.
So it's amazing how much more effective you can be if you really tailor it like that.
Oh, it's night and day.
It's night and day.
It's night and day. And it's not even just the messaging. You can adjust your bidding strategy based on temperature, too.
Oh, that's interesting.
Right.
So you might bid more for your hot audience because they're more likely to convert.
Bing, bing. That's exactly it. You're essentially allocating your budget. Oh, that's smart.
More strategically, you're investing more in those audiences that are going to give you the biggest return.
Right. That's huge. I love that.
It's chess, not checkers, baby.
Exactly. Exactly. And this document also, it talks about going beyond just basic demographics.
Yes.
Which I think is so key.
Oh, absolutely.
For understanding people.
Age and gender can only tell you so much.
Right. Exactly.
It's like reading the first page of a book.
Yeah. And that's where I think Facebook's targeting is so amazing, is you can get so granular.
Incredibly granular. And it's not just about reaching the right people, but reaching them at the right time.
Okay.
Remember that section in there about the power of life events?
Yeah.
I mean, they can be huge.
Totally. They talked about how major life events can make people more receptive to new products.
And brands and stuff. Because it's like they're more open.
They're open to change. They're open to new experiences.
Yeah, there's like a window.
Exactly. Someone who just moved to a new city. They need new restaurants. They need new shops, new services.
Hourly.
Someone gets engaged. Boom. Wedding advertising.
And you can target based on that on Facebook.
Absolutely. Relationship status changes, new jobs, birthdays.
Wow. So you can reach people at the exact moment.
The exact moment.
That they might need what you're offering.
It's about being at the right place at the right time with the right message.
Right.
And that actually, that brings us to another fascinating piece that's in this document.
Okay.
Have you ever wondered, like, how does Facebook know what products I'm interested in, even though I haven't searched for them?
All the time. It's kind of creepy.
Lookalike audiences.
Okay.
That's how they do it.
Yeah, tell me more about that.
It's essentially, using your existing customer data to find new people who are similar.
So let's say you have like a list of your best customers.
Yep.
You can upload that to Facebook.
You got it.
And it'll find other users who resemble them.
It's like cloning your customers. Ethically, of course.
Not literally.
Okay.
Good, good. But you have to be careful with it, right?
Absolutely.
Like you don't want to, I don't know.
You got to make sure you're targeting the right kind of lookalike audience.
Yeah.
And there's a great point in this document about segmenting lookalikes based on their purchase behavior.
Oh, interesting.
Right. So someone who made a one-time purchase is valuable.
Yeah.
But a repeat customer, someone who's always coming back, that's gold.
Yes.
You can create separate lookalike audiences for those groups.
So you're basically telling Facebook, find me more people who behave like my best customers.
That's it.
Oh, that's smart.
Right.
But as powerful as all these targeting options are, at the end of the day, they're just tools.
Totally, yeah.
The real magic comes when you combine it with a deep understanding of what your audience actually wants.
Yeah, you need that human element, right?
Absolutely.
Like, what do they want? What are their needs? What makes them tick?
You've got to craft messages that resonate, that inspire,
yeah,
that ultimately get them to take action.
Yes. And that's actually where the 12 ways gets interesting, because they go beyond targeting.
Right.
And they have some interesting ideas for crafting ad copy that really converts.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into it. What do they have to say about that? So we've got our audience. But how do you actually turn those people into, you know?
Customers.
Yeah. Customers. I think that's where some businesses, they kind of drop the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They focus so much on getting the click.
Yeah.
And then it's like,
what happens next?
Exactly.
You spend all this time setting the table for the dinner party, and then you forget to actually serve the food.
Yes. Perfect analogy.
So how do we make sure we're serving up a delicious customer experience?
Right.
And this is where that idea of, I think they call it tightening your copy comes in, this document.
Okay.
It's about crafting ad copy that doesn't just grab attention,
yeah,
but it moves them.
Yeah.
Or it guides them toward taking action.
Right. It has to do something. So it's not enough to just be like funny or clever or whatever.
Nope.
It has to actually persuade.
You got to know what makes them tick.
Yes.
What are their pain points? What do they want? What language do they use?
Totally. And actually, the document quotes Claude Hopkins, who says, people don't care about your interests or your profit. They seek service for themselves.
Ouch. It's harsh, but it's true. Your ad copy, it has to be about them.
Right. Not about you.
Exactly. So instead of saying, our software has X, Y, and Z features.
Yeah.
Say, our software saves you time, reduces errors, helps you grow your business.
Yes, because that's the benefit.
Exactly.
Not just the features.
Speak directly to what they want. And the cool thing with Facebook is you can test different versions.
Oh, right.
A-B testing, see what resonates.
Yeah, a lot of people forget about it.
It's so key. It's like having this laboratory.
Right.
Where you get to experiment, see what works.
Totally.
Yeah.
But even if you have, like, amazing ad copy, your work's not done once they click.
Oh, no, no, no.
You need to make sure that you're sending them to a page.
Landing page, baby.
Yeah.
The landing page.
Crucial. Don't want it to drive traffic to a page that doesn't convert.
Yeah.
What's the point of all that effort?
It'd be like getting them in the door of your store and then, like, not having anyone there to actually, like, sell them stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that landing page needs to have a goal. What is it? Making a purchase. Signing up for the email list.
Yeah.
Downloading something.
It should look good. It should be easy to use on your phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mobile friendly.
Load quickly.
Load quickly. Those are all key. You got to keep them engaged. Keep them moving.
Yes.
Down that funnel. Oh, I'm glad you brought up the funnel.
Yeah.
Because I love what this document said about turning one-time buyers into repeat customers.
It's the dream. Customer retention.
Because it makes sense. It's cheaper, usually, to keep a customer.
Than to find a new one.
Find a new one, yeah.
Absolutely. And Facebook has some great tools for that, like retargeting.
Right.
You can show ads to people who've already been to your website.
Oh, that's right.
Or interacted with you on Facebook.
Yeah.
And this is what's really cool. You can segment those audiences even further.
Okay.
Based on their behavior.
Oh, interesting.
So let's say someone added something to their cart but didn't buy it.
Yeah.
Hit them with an ad, free shipping, a discount code.
Give them a little nudge.
Exactly. Gently nudge them towards that conversion. Address those hesitations.
It's smart.
Yeah.
And it's just reminding them that you exist, you know.
Stay top of mind. And then there's email marketing too.
Oh, yeah. The document talks about that. Email is so powerful.
Your email list is a gold mine.
Yeah, it is.
For real. And you can use Facebook ads to grow that list, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. lead generation campaigns, offer a discount code, a free ebook, something like that to get people on the list.
Oh, that's smart.
It's like you're creating this beautiful synergy between your Facebook ads and your email marketing.
I love that, yeah.
The more data you get, the more personalized you can be.
Yes.
Across all your channels.
And the more effective, right?
Exactly. It's like this flywheel of engagement.
I like that flywheel.
Right. Each interaction fuels the next.
Yeah.
It never stops.
Yeah.
It's not a one-time thing.
It's a process.
It's a process. You got to keep learning, adapting.
And use that data.
That data is gold. And speaking of gold, there's one more point in the document that I think is often overlooked.
Okay, what's that?
Weed out the technophobes or embrace them.
That's right. Not everyone's comfortable with tech.
Exactly. And that can affect how they feel about your brand, for sure.
Makes sense. Mm. So you wouldn't want to use, like, really techie language?
Yeah.
If you're selling to...
to someone who's still hesitant to even shop online? No way. You'd want to focus on ease of use, keep it simple.
Right. Yeah. Make it really straightforward for them.
Exactly. But on the other hand, if you've got a really high-tech product and you're targeting early adopters,
yeah,
you can get a little more technical.
Yeah, they probably want that.
They want those details. It's about speaking their language, right? Literally and figuratively.
Yeah, for sure. But how do you even figure out, like, who's who when it comes to tech? Can you even do that? I mean, can you even target people based on how tech savvy they are?
Oh, 100%. Facebook actually gives you some really specific tools for that.
Okay.
You can target people based on the device they're using.
Oh, wow.
Their operating system, even how fast their internet connection is.
So you can tell if someone's like on the latest iPhone versus an older model or something?
You got it. And that tells you something about them, right?
Yeah, totally.
Like if you're targeting a younger audience, they're probably all about that mobile first experience.
Right.
So your ads should be designed for that.
Yeah, make it super easy to like buy on your phone. Yeah.
Exactly. Seamless checkout, big buttons.
Mm-hmm.
But then someone who's a little less techy, they might prefer a more traditional desktop experience.
Right. Totally different approach.
Totally. And these little things, they can make or break how people see your brand.
Yeah. It's all connected.
It all comes back to that customer journey we were talking about.
It is.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's one last strategy from this document I wanted to touch on.
Okay. Yeah. Lay it on me.
Because I think it's easy to get caught up in all the targeting stuff.
For sure.
But this is something a lot of businesses forget about.
Okay.
It's the power of engaging with your existing email list.
Oh, yeah, your email list.
Yeah.
So important.
It's like everyone's obsessed with finding new customers.
Right.
But you've already got this gold mine.
Sitting right there in your inbox.
Exactly.
And these were warm leads. These are people who already said, hey, we're interested.
Yeah, exactly. And Facebook lets you use that in some cool ways.
Oh, yeah, a lot of cool stuff you can do. Like you can create custom audiences from your email list.
Oh, tell me more about that. How does that work?
So you upload your email list to Facebook.
Okay.
And Facebook matches those email addresses with Facebook profiles.
Wow. So you're basically like targeting your email list on Facebook.
Exactly. But here's the really cool part. You can segment those audiences even further.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Based on how they've interacted with your emails in the past.
So like if I know they always open my emails about new products,
yep,
I can make an audience just for them.
Bingo. And show them ads for like your latest and greatest stuff.
That's amazing.
And it works for anything. People who bought from you before, people who added stuff to their cart but didn't check out. You're connecting the dots between what they do on email and what they do on Facebook.
Yeah, that's so key.
It's all part of the same journey.
It is. Wow. This has been so helpful. I feel like I've learned so much.
Me too. It's been great diving into this with you.
I think the big takeaway from all of this, from these 12 ways, is that the tactics are great.
Yeah, you need a plan.
But you really need to understand your audience.
100%. Who are you talking to? What do they want?
And how are they moving through that journey?
It's not just about getting clicks. It's about building relationships.
Yes.
Yeah.
And using data to make those relationships even stronger.
Exactly. So if you're listening to this and you're ready to take your Facebook advertising to the next level, remember those 12 ways are just the beginning.
Like starting point.
You got to experiment. Find what works for you.
Test, test, test.
Exactly. Turn those Facebook ads into a well-oiled machine.
I love it. A well-oiled machine.
And until next time, happy advertising.
See you later.